In Pennsylvania, COVID-19 vaccines are widely available, and you'll find them at pharmacies, senior centers, even septa stations. But you have to be an adult to get one on your own. Kids under 18 need parental permission. That was a problem for one Bucks County teenager whose parents would not let him get vaccinated. WHYY's Nina Feldman shares his story.
There's a private study room in the back of the Langhorne Public Library that has become a sort of refuge for Nico Montero. Each evening after school, the Neshaminy High junior spreads out his books, dog-eared and annotated, and quietly plugs away at his homework.
I've seen you got a lot of sticky notes.
Yeah.
One recent evening, he was working on a research paper about the history of Puerto Rico, where his grandmother is from.
When I started reading this book, like almost every single page, my mouth was just wide open. Like I couldn't believe that these things happened to my people.
Montero usually comes to the library after track practice. Or some days he'll go to newspaper or international language club after school. Other evenings he'll pick up a shift at Burger King. It's all part of a larger strategy to stay out of the house until he knows his parents will be asleep.
I feel like that works really well for me because you can avoid them completely.
Montero and his parents are separated by a political and cultural rift that divides families across the country. His parents are part of a small but vocal minority who don't believe in the COVID-19 vaccine.
They believe a lot of conspiracy theories in regards to the vaccines. And so when they did become available to my age group, I asked them if I would be able to get it. And they said no, there was no way they would allow me to get the vaccine.
WHYY News made multiple requests to speak to Montero's parents for this story. They all went unanswered. Montero traces his parents' ideas back to Donald Trump's election. Since then, he says they've gotten most of their news from social media and have become more and more skeptical of vaccines. He's tried to reason with them, pointing to research and family members who got vaccinated and were fine, but he couldn't get through to them.
But the thing about these beliefs is that they alternate by the day. It's not one solid thing that they're going with. So it's like one thing they see off of Facebook and then they just completely believe it.
Montero was frustrated. His friends were getting their first shots. He wanted to spend time with his elderly grandmother, but was worried that being unvaccinated, he could infect her unknowingly. Eager to get out of the house, Montero spent last summer in Philadelphia with his aunts.
He loves being down here in the city versus being up in the suburbs.
Brittany Kissling is Montero's mother's sister. She lives in Port Richmond and has become close with her nephew.
I think it gives him a little bit more of a freedom. You know, he gets to roam the city, get the city life. He loves that.
During his summer in the city, Montero started doing some research. And he learned that this issue affects a lot of kids. A recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that 30% of parents with children ages 12 to 17 say they don't plan to vaccinate their kids. But the rules are different everywhere. In Alabama, South Carolina, Kansas, and Oregon, teenagers can get vaccinated without parental consent. Some states, like Delaware, have laws that say minors can get vaccines specifically for STDs without parental permission. And in Pennsylvania, Montero learned that a bill proposing the age of consent be lowered to 14 had been introduced in the legislature. So he started calling lawmakers and drafted an op-ed advocating for the bill's passage. Through all that research, he stumbled upon someplace else where young people can get vaccinated without parental consent. Philadelphia. City Health Commissioner Cheryl Bettigol says the 2007 Board of Health regulation was designed to remove barriers for families.
It can be very difficult, especially for lower-income parents, to get time off work to go to those appointments.
Montero was thrilled. On one summer afternoon, while his aunt was at work, he found a pop-up clinic, took the bus there, and got a shot.
I was just really, like, anxious and nervous that they were going to find out somehow and prevent me from getting my second one.
After he got the second dose is when he told me and my sister, I'm fully vaccinated. Like, he was so proud. He had his card. And we were like, wait, what? Like, when did this happen? How did this happen?
Kissling and her sister agreed not to tell Montero's mother. She would be mad. And what was done was done. But someone let it slip. And Montero's parents found out. They were as angry as everyone feared they'd be. It's caused such a rift that Montero can't even speak to them.
It's like I don't even have parents, to be honest. Like, I'm the only like parenting figure in my life, so I try to be really mature for my age and stuff.
Montero copes by doubling down on his extracurriculars. He's learning to pole vault at track and wants to join Model UN. And he did publish his op-ed in the high school paper advocating for that bill that would lower the age of consent for vaccines in Pennsylvania to 14.
By not allowing teenagers to consent to their own vaccinations or like other medical treatments and requiring parental consent, it just provides a barrier for people that live in dysfunctional households, live with neglectful parents, people that are homeless.
Montero can sound like he's running for office sometimes. His aunt, Kissling, is impressed by his independence and his smarts. But she knows he needs guidance, too.
Deep down, I know it has to affect him. I'm 34. It would affect me. And, you know, as his aunt, as a mom, it breaks my heart because he, even though he's 16, I don't want to cry, he's still a child.
Montero's op-ed was published in the Neshaminy Playwikian. It can be found at playwikian.com. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.